Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
We think you get to win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat from AAII, and you get to hear from him on this show twice a week. He's the guest of every week because he joins us on Tuesdays with the buy of the week, and he comes back Wednesdays to give us the sell of the week. Charles is the editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky. You can get information about the journal and the organization at AAII.com. You can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Broadcom.
Broadcom. Okay, so that is ticker symbol BRCM. And why Broadcom?
Well, this company makes connectivity chips for set-top boxes, for broadband, wireless devices, and Ethernet controllers. We've been seeing some strength in the semiconductor industry as a whole. So this is a momentum play, but we do have some industry factors going behind it. So when I saw the stock pop up on Stock Investor Pro running some screens, it actually jumped out at me. If we look at the performance of the iShares Philadelphia SOX ETF, that's up 20% year to date. Last week, we had some good numbers out of Micron. Skyworks, which I've made a buy of the week twice this year, has done extremely well. We've seen Intel up its revenues. So we're seeing this overall strength in the semiconductor industry. And one of the ways when you look at stocks is you can look for industries that tend to be strong and then look for stock that's performing well in it. Alternatively, you could do a bottom-up search, which is what I did, where you see a stock that looks interesting and then see how its industry is doing. And that's this case where I did bottoms-up. But if we go from a top-down where we look at what industries are doing well, you have that going on there. So if you're a momentum investor, it's kind of an interesting way of actually looking for stocks, and it gives you another check mark in your favor.
So what we're seeing here is basically the hot sector, but the undervalued stock in the sector, where all the other boats have been rising with the tide. This one hasn't caught the wave yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has popped recently because they're going to sell their handset business. They're still actually going to have broadband connectivity chips, but they have a section of their business, a unit of their business, that's involved in 3G and 4G connectivity, and they're trying to sell that off. There was a report last week that there's a Chinese company that's very interested in it, but a lot of people think that could actually help the company be more focused and also get rid of a business that's really underperforming the other segments. So you have that going on there. What's interesting, though, when you look at the PE, if you look at a trailing basis, it's 54.2, which is extremely high, but that's because they took a big write-off last year, a big write-off of goodwill. If you look on a forward basis, relative to what they're projected to earn this year, the stock's trading at just 14.4 times earnings. So this does look undervalued. This is a company that has experienced growth. It's cash flow positive. If you like the idea of playing off the smartphone business, Apple is their biggest customer, accounting for 13% of revenues last year. Samsung's a big customer, but also Cisco and Hewlett-Packard. They do have concentration in their biggest customers. So there is a risk there that one big customer pulls out, and that would hurt revenues. But by and large, when you look at the fundamentals, it does have revenue growth. It's cash flow positive. We're seeing analysts up their earnings, and we just had this big pop in the stock, and we look at the relative strength ranks. That's above 80 on a 26-week. So we do have a lot of things going on there suggesting this could be a momentum play. There could be a catalyst to give it additional momentum, but we also have the fundamentals backing up the upside move.
So we have those good fundamentals. We're talking about an upside move. What kind of an upside move is likely here? I mean, you've already seen a bit of the bounce, as you pointed out. You've seen more of it coming from the sector. What's left?
Well, I think if you look at the Ford PE, and I think you really do have to weigh that given last year's big write-off, I think we could be looking at 30 to 35% upside. That's assuming that the forecast is going to hold up throughout the rest of the year. given the company has been topping expectations, I don't think that's unreasonable. And if we look at that, we're looking at the stock by the end of the year trading at a PE in the high teens, so a little bit below the current industry median for the semiconductor industry. I think that's reasonable, reflecting some of the risk related specifically to Broadcom and the risk that a bigger player such as Qualcomm tries to move in on their turf. But it still suggests you do have a lot of upside. And you do get a small dividend on top of it. So you, not much. It's a little over 1%, but it gives you a little of icing on the cake.
Now, the interesting thing to me is you talked about a sector on the move, a stock that's on the rise. And as much as you've said a number of good things about the stock, there are also a couple of things that sounded a bit like they could be black clouds out there. What changes the thesis? I mean, is this one of those stocks that you're buying looking at specific things that would actually trigger a sell down the line?
Yeah, I think in this case, I think you do have to be concerned about the competitive landscape. There are some questions about the management, about how focused management is, how well they are able to grow the business. So I do think from a business standpoint, you need to be cognizant there are some risk in terms of how the companies run, whether or not they truly do have a big enough competitive advantage and the ability to actually exploit their niche and grow their business into other areas. The handset business that they're trying to get rid of is largely viewed as being a failure, and that's why you saw the stock actually pop quite a bit when they announced they were selling the business. I believe it was back in April or early May. So I think you do have to take that into consideration. And I think if you're looking at the stock, I think this is a stock where even though the valuation is low, I would treat it more as a momentum play. And if you see the momentum start to wane, be a little bit more cautious. Certainly if you start seeing those earnings estimates being cut, that would be an issue. Or if you see the company take another big write-off.
Yes. But for the time being, while you're not saying that those things will never happen, what you're saying are more likely to happen is all the good things, the things that make Broadcom, ticker symbol BRCM, the buy of the week. 30 to 35% upside would take the PE to the high teens, still discounted to the industry. That's one of the things that made it attractive to Charles Roseblatt. Charles, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Charles Roseblatt is editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky, and the guest of the week here on Money Life, because he will be back tomorrow to give us the sell. He's the only one that joins us twice. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Charles Roseblatt, or get information on the journal and the organization at AAII.com. Up next, the big interview with Scott Wren, senior equity strategist from Wells Fargo Advisors, as Money Life continues.